This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, Friday edition, Hour 3, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to John in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
How are you doing, Mark and Ian?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to put some clarification on what, you know, about the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Right.
The Bill of Rights are presently, you know, they're basically known as the first 10 amendments.
That's correct.
And there are 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and the 13th one is the one that the lady was correct. Back in 1825, it did say that no attorneys or anything like that could hold an office in the land.
Yeah, I actually have dug up the text of it here, the missing 13th Amendment. It says, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present, pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office of trust or profit under them, or either of them.
Right. That sounds like what I'm familiar with there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the new one, which was done sometime after, you know, the slaves were free, and this one here reads, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So they changed the 13th Amendment.
Apparently they did. There's some information here about who discovered this and where they found it. Apparently there's some really old copies of the Constitution that have this 13th Amendment written into it. But still, the point remains, what about it? You know, it's interesting, but what's really good? I mean, what's the effectiveness here? What is the point of all of this, John?
Well, yeah, exactly. And to add to that, you know, they erase words in the Constitution all the time. You know, like Congress coining its own money. That's erased. We don't see, you know, those words don't exist. You know, free speech needs its own now. You know, free speech needs a permit.
Well, they don't physically erase the words, but you're saying, I mean, essentially they are.
Well, yeah, essentially, yeah. Those words don't exist anymore because we're really not allowed to exercise these God-given rights that our Constitution guarantees us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are actually, you know, and we accept it. So we're the guilty party for overseeing this.
What do you think about Paula's approach from last hour suggesting that all you need to do is fax your ethics committee or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're going to restore the original 13th Amendment? I mean, is she just out to lunch?
Well, you know, that's not going to happen. And my understanding is
not.
The reason they even changed it this way is so they didn't have to have a con or, you know, a constitutional convention to free the slaves or anything. So they said, well, let's just take this one and we'll just change the words on it. And apparently Congress accepted it, you know. You know, but I'm not real sure. I couldn't say that. But I know they like to avoid con-cons.
Well, we haven't had one.
Yeah, for a while. Thank God.
Well, since they started, right? But since they started the whole gig, right?
Well, no. We've had, I think as late as in the 50s. I'm not sure where the 27th Amendment, when it was ratified.
I don't know either.
I've got that written down here.
I don't have that in front of me. But, John, thank you.
I shudder to think what kind of amendments to the Constitution we'd get if we had a constitutional convention now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, right. It's not broke. Let's don't fix it.
Yeah, they throw in everything about everything.
It's broke.
They throw in all kinds of crap, like universal health care and whatever else they could.
The right to own a pet.
Yeah, well, this system's broke.
Crazy
but
stuff.
The backbone's still there.
Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate hearing from you. They're just going to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It's clear that it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, to people like us, it matters. Because we are people that originally thought that, you know, when I started my career in the world of politics, which wasn't really much of a career, it was just, I got into it and helped out with a few campaigns, did some political outreach. But I thought that this whole Constitution thing was a pretty darn good idea. And the more I learned about it, the more it made sense, and it was a good concept. It was a brilliant concept. And it was a good shot. But it's failed. And it's failed because of the people. Because it's a decent document. If the people were to actually have kept on the ball and you know, paid attention to what has gone on in Washington, D.C., or paid attention to what their so-called representatives have been doing, maybe things wouldn't have turned out this way. But they got complacent, they got lazy, and now we're all paying the price. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. With regard to this, the whole the whole habeas corpus thing,
yeah.
And I'm sorry if I sound a little disjointed because I've got an echo.
Oh, well, you sound okay, so try to ignore it.
All right, thanks. With regard to the whole habeas corpus and the torture bill and everything you guys are talking about, I was at a demonstration in support of Lauren Canario the other day down in New London. She's an eminent domain protester who was thrown in jail.
That's
and,
right.
At the protest, a lady walked up to us and said, a lot of scary stuff has happened over the last 10 years, and yet all of us are going about our lives as though everything is normal.
Mm.
I thought that was one of the most eloquent ways I'd ever heard it put.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation. Well, I mean, the bills have to get paid. People have got to go to, you know, they've got to go to work. They've got to do things. People are busy, Dave. They can't be bothered to pay attention with what's going on in Washington, D.C. We've got taxes to pay. But think about it. Think about how much money people pay in taxes every year. You know, 50%, 60% of your total income going out into taxes. People, families, both parents have to work two jobs now just to make ends meet. I mean, nobody's got time for this stuff. They don't have time to learn what's going on in Washington, D.C., I mean, let alone even pay attention.
Well, I don't seem to think they do, but I mean, you got to do what you can, and maybe what you can is not very much.
Apparently not.
At least something. At least that lady Paula, she's doing something. She's trying. It's convoluted. It's probably not going to make any difference, but at least she's trying to do something.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That much is true. If more people would do something, as little as it doesn't have to be a lot, and we pointed out before, if a lot of people just do a little bit, then a big change can happen. There, you don't have to devote all of your life or half of your life to activism. You just can do a little here and a little there, and it'll all add up to make a difference. And you do more than most people do, Dave. I think you're an activist superhero, as far as I'm concerned.
It doesn't have to be a sacrifice. Look at it as a hobby. Look at it as fun. You know, the simplest, 2-minute thing you could do, the most powerful 2-minute long thing you could do to help liberty, I think, is to go to the, join the NHFree.com forum.
Yeah, it's a good one.
At NHFree.com and just hang out with us and just keep in touch with what's going on.
That's a great way to.
That would have a huge impact if a lot of people did that.
Great way to keep in the loop. I mean, you know, even just listening to Free Talk Live and turning one more person onto Free Talk Live is, I would qualify that as activism. If you turn somebody new onto this show and they discover liberty and freedom because of that, you've made a big difference in someone's life. And that's important. Making a difference is what's critical. And Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Just do something. And I think that's been a theme throughout the week this week. With the Military Commissions Act of 2006 passed earlier this week by President Bush, I've been on the air pretty much every night saying, just do something. Call a radio station. Call a talk show. Call some show that's not Free Talk Live and spread the message of liberty there.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Send a letter to the editor. Turn a friend on to Free Talk Live. Turn a family member on to Free Talk Live. Do something. If you can't join the Free State Project, if you can't move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, do something where you are. It'll make a difference, eventually. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the Free State Project, there's a blog post that I want to get to here. It's from notdefinable.com. Free Talk Live is a fantastic liberty-oriented talk radio show that's on about 20 stations nationwide. For those of us unlucky enough not to have a local affiliate, they also have a podcast. I've been listening to their podcast daily for the past couple of weeks or so, and I enjoy it quite a bit. I typically find myself agreeing with most, if not all, of what they have to say. One of the things that makes the show lively, though, is that they have two hosts who don't always agree, but I am almost always agreeing with at least one of them. Anyway, what's been bothering me a little for the past couple weeks is their support for the Free State Project, something I've known about for years. We're going to get into his critique here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there. Front page of the site, easy access, totally free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Returning to a critical blog post, as in critiquing the show, He says, this guy from notdefinable.com says, what's been bothering me a little for the past couple of weeks as I've been listening to Free Talk Live is their support for the Free State Project, something I've known about for years. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a great movement. If circumstances turn out a certain way, I might end up joining in a few years. My issue, however, is this. The Free State Project simply is not enough. It won't achieve liberty in our lifetime, as they say. Let's say that starting today, one bad law per day is abolished. That's a pretty liberal estimate for how fast a group could abolish laws, even if they had the power to do so.
Not. I mean, he makes the point that one law a day could be, it's very liberal to say a group a day could abolish. What if the governor was a libertarian?
Mm-hmm.
What if a majority of the House of Representatives for the state of New Hampshire were libertarians? You could just do sweeping changes. You don't need to abolish laws one by long. Pink, 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 pink. You can turn
abolish whole sections. You can abolish whole sections of law.
I've considered running for mayor here in the town that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd just go in and fire the police chief. tell me I couldn't get some stuff done. I'd just go in and fire bureaucrat after bureaucrat. People would be out on the streets within 2 weeks, all over the place. You telling me I can only do one a day? No, that's what voters can do. But you're looking short-sighted, my friend. The idea is to get 20,000 liberty-minded people to a state so they can make a difference. You don't make a difference by sitting on the sidelines. You make a difference by getting in. Talk about, I might do it in a couple of years if things work.
Well, he says if things work, he says if circumstances turn out a certain way. We don't know what that means.
I don't know what his circumstances are,
right.
But I know I gave up a lot to move here.
You did. He says even at one per day, if everyone in this country will be dead before they ever get close to abolishing enough laws to bring us anywhere close to the libertarian ideal society. So in my mind, the only real alternative is to secede from the U.S. entirely. The Founding Fathers did it. They knew when it was time to turn around and restart anew, and over a 20% tax rate, too. I thought it was 1%. And if the Free State Project wants to have any chance of bringing liberty in our lifetime, then I would think that the only possibility is to secede. I mean, even if the Free State Project managed to repeal every single bad New Hampshire law, that still leaves the mountains of federal laws that won't be affected at all by the Free State Project movement. Again, I think he's being short-sighted. I agree with you, Mark. I think that in the case of the federal laws, it's very easy to counteract those. You just pass a law that says, forget the federal laws. We're counteracting those. And in fact, any federal law that had previously applied to the state of New Hampshire now no longer applies. I mean, really, how hard is this? I'm certainly no law expert, but if you don't want to deal with the federal laws, you just stop taking the money. That's another easy way to, you don't even have to pass a law in that case. You just simply say, nope, don't want your handouts anymore. We're not going to accept money from you, nor are we going to give any money to you. In fact, New Hampshire residents from here on out will no longer have to file income taxes. We'll make that clear. Because so many people are concerned about the IRS and how powerful they are and how scary they are. And some people believe, and rightly so from what I've seen, that the income tax is voluntary. But wouldn't it be nice to have a state, the New Hampshire government, actually come right out and say, you know what, if you live in the state of New Hampshire, the income tax is voluntary. And we're going to back you up if the IRS comes after you. In fact, if any IRS agents are in the state right now, you either need to quit your jobs within the next 6 months, or you're going to be ejected from the state.
Move out.
Yeah. So these are all things that can be done.
Absolutely.
If they've enacted tyranny through law, isn't it possible to disenact it?
Once
you override it?
Liberty-minded people in government, it doesn't matter whether they're native New Hampshirans or people that moved in for the Free State Project, once you get liberty-minded people in charge of the government, they're going to come up with amazing ways to do away with all these laws that infringe upon our freedoms.
Of course, I still agree with his conclusion, and that is secession. He goes on,
secession does not solve the problem. This is more this divisive stuff that doesn't solve problems. I don't like the idea of secession.
Right.
And I'm willing to move to the Free State. I don't care what his frickin' opinion is. He doesn't even have the guts to pick up and move.
That's not nice, Mark.
I don't care.
It took you a little while to make that decision.
Well,
it took you a couple of years to come to the point of joining the Free State Project, let alone actually moving.
It did not take me a couple of years to come to the point of joining the Free State Project. It took me a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It took me a couple of years to make that decision.
Well, I hadn't heard about it. I heard it joined within a few weeks of a couple's an exaggeration. I joined within a few weeks of hearing about it.
Well, that's because I had already joined.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a good idea, and there I was. But, you know, this whole secession thing is all it does is drives a wedge between people that believe in the Free State Project. I believe in the Free State Project. You believe in the Free State Project.
Oh, but Mark, there's plenty of issues that are going to be driving a wedge. There's all kinds of issues that people are going to disagree on.
No, secession isn't like, you know, the drug war or issues that we might be working on.
Yeah.
Secession is an issue that directly pertains to the Free State Project. The Free State Project is not a secession movement.
No, it's not.
But there are secessionists
within the movement.
Absolutely there are.
So I think that, you know, you can complain all you want about it, Mark, but those secessionists aren't going to go away anytime soon.
I don't care whether they go away, but linking Free State Project to secession just annoys the crap out of me.
Nobody's linked the Free State Project to secession.
Really?
No, who has?
This gentleman here,
no,
you have?
Not. He's complaining that they aren't a secession movement. That's all. He's complaining about it. He says, I bring these things up because although I've only been listening to the show for a few weeks, while they regularly promote the Free State Project, they rarely mention seceding, yet seem to be fairly sure that I've mentioned it at least a couple of times.
But he's only been listening for a little while.
Yeah, I understand. But this was written, like, today. Yet seem to be fairly sure that the Free State Project is the only way to get liberty in our lifetime. And I agree. But I don't think that the Free State Project's going to do that unless it secedes. And the first time I heard the host mention secession was a few days ago when they brought it up that it's a possibility since New Hampshire's state constitution allows for it. Some people think I'm extreme, and maybe I am, but I like this side of extremism. Everyone else can have their anti-everything zealots saying that we should wage a war on everything. Sure, you let the government limit people's rights to smoke in public, but will you let them prevent you from eating too much, bungee jumping, driving? When is enough? In my opinion, becoming a libertarian is like taking some great drugs. You see through all the BS, and once you're through, you can never go back. Libertarians see the two parties as bullies fighting for control, using fear tactics, and just plain BS to get people to vote for them. They don't give a flying F about this country, and they don't care how practically everything they do is unconstitutional. He's right about all that.
Yeah, he's right about all that.
Can you imagine the great men who founded this country, the same ones who said that they'd rather die on their feet than live in chains? The same men who went against the most powerful army in the world just to not pay their taxes? Can you imagine what they would say today? Where our government spies on people, regulates everything, has a tax code so big it takes a forklift to move it? He has been listening. Where our politicians outright lie and no one does a thing. We live in the same bubble that the German people did pre-World War II. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 1-800-926-0091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Experience the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent their validated photo in at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. From notdefinable.com, a blog post critiquing us for not being as out in front of, I guess, for not promoting secession as often as he would like us to. And
I don't know why this particular blog post rubs me the wrong way.
Don't like secession, that's all.
Just about everything he says I agree with, besides the secession part. It bothers me that he critiques the Free State Project when he hasn't signed up for it. It bothers me that he, you know, talks about libertarianism being a solution and all that other stuff, and says that he believes that the Free State Project is probably the only way that we're going to have liberty in our lifetimes. And then talks about secession. Secession is nonsense. Would you take?
No, it's not.
It is. Listen to me. Would you take freedom in New Hampshire as long as they didn't secede?
Well, of course.
Okay. Then what the hell are you talking about secession for?
It's just a good idea.
No, it's not.
It was a good idea back when this country was founded.
It drives a wedge between the people that believe in and the people that don't.
So it
we're
worked
here,
back in the
we're
1700s.
We're here for liberty and freedom.
Yeah. And
so
what
so
if that's
what
the
is
only way
about?
We can get it?
Why would it be the only way you can get it?
I don't know. What if it was? Then would you support it?
It's a free state, right?
I don't know. It depends. What if it's not? And what if it'll only be a free state if secession happens?
Its constitution says that it's allowed to secede. It's allowed to do whatever it wants. We have states' rights. There's the 10th Amendment. All this law pertains to us being able to do whatever we want in our own state.
Right.
So you don't need to secede.
Well, then it's we're talking about essentially seceding without calling it secession.
Look, it's a heck of a lot easier to roll tanks into a state and start shooting people that has seceded from the Union than it is to do it to one that hasn't.
Okay. I don't even know what the process would be to actually secede from the Union. I'm not sure how that actually even works. But what about this? What if What if one state seceded and it wasn't New Hampshire? What if it was Vermont? In fact, next month, there's going to be a, I believe in the early portion of November, there's going to be a conference about secession taking place in Vermont, because there is a secessionist movement in Vermont. Now, it's likely made up of a bunch of socialist types, but nonetheless, what if Vermont successfully secedes from the United States and nobody rolls tanks in? Then would you change your mind about secession?
I still don't think there's any point in it. There is no point to secession. It's just this anarcho-capitalist,
wait a minute, now,
I don't want to be a part of this anymore crap. Look, it's a free state. That's all we're looking for is a free state. It's a program to move 20,000 people into one state who want freedom.
Yeah, that is the program.
Then stop talking about secession. It's pointless.
No, it's not. It wasn't pointless back when it was done.
Then what's the point of secession? What is it going to achieve?
To get out from under the thumb of a overarching government.
Oh,
like we
really?
Did back in back with the UK.
Oh, I
back
see.
With England.
I see what you're saying. You think that we're going to secede and the United States is going to think it's okay. And then suddenly
I didn't say they would think it's okay.
And suddenly their rules aren't going to have any application to us. Maine is going to be completely cut off from the mainland.
So? And so's Alaska and Hawaii. Whoop-de-doo.
Ridiculous. And so for whatever reason, they're not going to do that. They're just going to be okay with that. No.
Yeah, what are they going to do about it?
No.
You really think they're going to roll in tanks? I think that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, if you can't, I mean, wait a minute, Mark. Look at the Iraq, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Look at the large amount of the American populace that is against what's going on in Iraq. You think that a smaller amount is going to be against, do you think a larger amount of America is also going to... Do you think America is also going to be for the government attacking New Hampshire?
I think it's going to be so long before New Hampshire is going, before the free staters will be able to make New Hampshire secede anyway, that there's no way to predict that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you're talking about 10 years, maybe?
At least, I would think.
Before New Hampshire would be able would have the kind of clout of the free staters, or excuse me, libertarians in the state, would have the clout to take on secession, and there's just no point in talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you get everything you want and stay in America, would you care?
No, I wouldn't.
Then why talk about secession?
Because it's a good idea.
No, it's not.
800-259-9231. He goes on to say, "Don't get me wrong. I'm just as much to blame as the next guy. I rant and rave, but what have I done? What if a million people just like me rant for days on end? Will they do anything? No. The only real choice is secession. I'd like it if Free Talk Live promoted it more. Perhaps those guys just have yet to give up on this country, but I have. Every day, day in and day out, you read news stories of one group of people taking rights away from another at the barrel of a gun, usually in the form of the police and the government. The land of the free isn't some BS slogan, it's a philosophy, and it's time to make a country that will live it." Now, the reason I like the idea of secession, Mark, is because it allows us to get away from being controlled by people that aren't in the same interest bracket as we are. For instance, the people out in California have a much more socialist bend than the people in the New Hampshire area, just speaking in generalities here. And I don't want the people in California deciding for me how I should live my life.
That's not
via
the way the
national government.
That's not the way the Constitution was set up. And you know as well as I do that each state is its own individual sovereign place.
But it's not
and
anymore.
They sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver.
Right.
You tell them, here's your silver back. You don't have to listen to their rules anymore.
What if they roll in the tanks then? What if they roll
why
in the tanks when you
the
pass
tanks?
The law?
Why would
wait,
they
wait,
roll tanks
why
in
are they
a
gonna,
state?
Wait a minute. Why are they going to not roll in the tanks if we just reject the IRS and the DEA, but they will roll in the tanks if we say we don't want the country anymore?
Into a state? They're going to roll tanks into a state?
You're the one that suggested they would roll the tanks in.
They're going to roll tanks into a... There's precedent for them rolling tanks in, bringing the military into states that have seceded. There is not precedent for them bringing the military in and forcing states to do what they want them to do.
Well, New Hampshire...
And maybe the National Guard watching kids go to school in the 60s, black kids...
New Hampshire helped form the United States. New Hampshire was part of the original 13 colonies, and so therefore, not only is it enshrined in the New Hampshire Constitution, these other states in the South, I guess they didn't have it in their constitutions. Not that I'm making an excuse for what Abraham Lincoln did. It was absolutely wrong. The Southern states absolutely should have been able to secede. Because the whole concept of the United States was that it's a voluntary union of the states. They came in voluntarily. They should be able to leave voluntarily.
Right.
So the concept is sound. The idea is sound. There's nothing wrong with attempting this. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And I'd like to hear from you as to what you think. Do you think it is
I'm
suicide?
Against it. That's why there's a bad reason. There's plenty of free staters that signed up for the free state because they wanted to be in a free state, not a new free country that seceded from the Union.
A state is a state is a state. I mean, states are states. You want to call it, it's a government. Why do we need the federal government around? Really, why do we need the federal government?
Well, I'll take whomever wants to sign up for the Free State Project, whether they agree with secession or disagree with
Me too. We're not talking about who wants to sign up for the Free State Project.
Sounds
we're talking about secession.
When you're talking
and
about
whether
secession
or not it's
regarding
viable.
And when you're talking about secession regarding the Free State Project, and
I'm not talking about the Free State Project. I'm just talking about secession. If you keep linking it to the Free State Project, I've made it clear that the Free State Project is not a secessionist movement.
What's the name of the blog that we're reading there?
Not Definable.
No, not the name of the blog. The name of the title of the blog.
I don't know. It is Free Talk Live and the Free State Project.
Okay, so we're talking about the Free State Project.
No, we're talking about secession.
Okay. Well, clearly
you're
I can't
the one
make
who keeps
point.
Linking it to the Free State Project.
That's
and I'm
what
not
we're
sure
talking
why.
About.
No, I'm talking about anywhere. I would like to see many states secede.
I say that the...
Would you get behind it if Vermont seceded successfully with no tanks rolled in?
I would certainly be more... No, I wouldn't be... I do not want secession. I want to be part of the United States of America
what if
return
five,
a state to its
what if,
original constitutional
what
values.
What if Vermont secedes, California secedes, Washington secedes?
Let the rest of them secede. I'll keep the American
flag. Why do you
flag?
Want to stick around with Massachusetts?
What are you talking about?
What if a bunch of other states secede?
Why
would you
secede?
Want to bother sticking around
Look,
then?
Look, it's nonsense.
Because if one successfully does it, it will encourage others to do it. And in the case of the former Russians and the former Russian states, I think it's been overall a very positive thing for them. Look at Estonia, for instance. Some of them might have been a little more tyrannical now than they were in the past. I don't know. I haven't done an in-depth study on them all. But look at Estonia. It's one of the most free countries in the world now that it's out from under the thumb of the USSR. So I just think it's a good thing in general. I'd like to hear from you. So what you think? Is it viable? Can it happen in today's world? 800-259-9231, or should we just shut up about it and move on? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage, for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Friday edition of the show. Still time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then voluntarily do so by becoming a member of the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's the best way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, to help expose more people to the message of freedom and liberty. And so if you appreciate the show and you want us to succeed and get on more stations and get more people involved, then become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for is $3 a month, and that's totally voluntary. So if you like the website and you're enjoying the fact that we give all of the features away for free, step up to the plate and join AMP. amp.freetalklive.com. There's perks as well, access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So secession... it's a controversial issue, and of course, I like a little bit of controversy, and that's why I talk about it. I think it's a good idea. It is an important right for people to realize that states should have. I mean, if, again, you want to believe that states have rights, that's, of course, questionable. In fact, it's not the case. But states should be able to leave. I mean, would you agree with that, at least in theory, Mark, that a state that has joined the union should be able to leave?
I would.
It's just you don't think they realistically can.
No, I don't. I think it's counterproductive. I think that we were talking about the Free State Project. You say we weren't, but I felt like we were talking about the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. I believe it's counterproductive to discuss secession and the Free State Project in the same breath or period of time, because it causes people who may otherwise join the Free State Project to be confused about secession, about the Free State Project's view on secession, mm-hmm. where it stands. With whom they want to be attached, those kind of things. I think they may say, "Huh, wow, I want freedom and liberty, but I sure don't want to secede. These people are a bunch of crackpots."
Yeah, I see what you mean. There were a number of people that thought Thomas Jefferson was a crackpot back in the day. Those guys.
Perhaps they did.
Yeah.
He probably didn't get any support from them either.
They probably weren't too concerned with what they thought.
It probably took a long time for those people to come around, or at least a period of time for them to come around.
Which is why I think it's important to talk about it. I think it's important to talk about the idea to legitimize it by the fact that we're a talk show and people listen to Free Talk Live and we're talking about secession. Maybe some other people will start talking about it. It's just we're talking about it. That's all. It's an option. All right, here's some other issues that divide Sergio emails in, Rhodes. Hi, Ian. I just thought I'd give you a simple libertarian solution to the Rhodes problem that you guys had on Friday. I mean, gosh, Mark, you can make the same argument on this one.
Oh, I do?
You could say, well, we shouldn't talk about Rhodes and the Free State Project in the same sentence.
Well, not Free State Project. I don't think libertarianism and Rhodes should be discussed in the same sentence.
He says he's going to give us a simple libertarian solution to the Rhodes problem we had recently. To recap, an evil road owner in the free market could so-called stop people from accessing their properties without breaking any libertarian principles. This would lower the property values until the road owner could then buy them all at a low price, and then he can ease the restrictions and sell the land at a high price. Fortunately, there's a very easy way to get around this. Contracts and certification. If you don't want to get scammed by a road owner, then you should only move to neighborhoods where the road owners have agreed to not screw you over. If a road owner doesn't agree to this contract, then it's foolish to trust him. Most people would choose property with more trustworthy road owners if this actually ends up becoming an issue. In a free market, there would be lots of shady businesses and risky deals going on, as there are today. It would be your personal responsibility to make sure that you don't get scammed. The more people get scammed, the more fear there will be. When people are afraid of criminals, bad doctors, infected meat, or bad contracts, a new market is created for services which will make that fear go away. Certifications and contracts are the answer, because if a road owner breaks a contract and traps you in your home, you can use force against him. Without a contract, you would have absolutely no right to use force against the road owner. That's the way the free market works. If you want someone to restrict their property rights, you have to get them to sign a contract first. And somebody else had suggested this solution in the past, and I think it's a good one. The idea that when the road owners or when people are coming around to bid on the roads, and you own a portion of road essentially out in front of your house, and you want to sell it to this guy, well, you sell it with provisions on the contract, essentially saying, okay, yeah, you can buy up my plot of road here, but you have to allow me free access for the rest of my life on this particular road, or whatever sort of contractual provisions you can add in there.
It's true, you can do that.
Transferring roads into private hands. How would roads be transferred from government to private ownership, though? One option would be to give each American citizen a share in the road property. This allows the market to decide who should get control as people buy and sell their shares. And I think this is a great concept, because we've sort of agonized. This is an issue that comes up. The more we talk about freedom, the more you talk about liberty and freedom, the more people will just say, well, what about the roads? I can't imagine the government getting out of the roads. And one of the ideas in the past had been, well, to put them up to the highest bidder. But that theoretically could mean that only a select group of people would buy up the roads and you'd have a cartel or possibly a monopoly. That's a scary situation. So I like his solution. That is, give everybody, and I think the way I would do it would be give anybody who has a piece of property, property owners, not every American citizen, that wouldn't be fair necessarily, but give a property owner who abuts a road ownership of said chunk of road that abuts his property.
It sort of makes some sense to me.
And give the guy on the other side of the road ownership of that half of the road.
Yeah.
So you cut it up like a pie. If it's around in a circle, you cut the pie up. Just like there was a lake, a private lake that I discovered once when I was looking into buying some property in Florida, where I discovered that the lake was actually cut up into pie-shaped pieces. Now, you couldn't see the pieces. It was on a map somewhere that said that, well, if your house abuts this portion of the lake, so you own this particular pie-shaped chunk to the center of the lake. Same concept for the roads. So you give them to, you just give them to the Americans. You give them the title to it, and then let them exchange on their own between themselves, sell off and buy, and that will be the best way to determine who the final owners of the roads will be. So he goes on, he says, another idea is to apply the homesteading principle, but this is harder. Homesteading means that the property belongs to the first person who used it and claimed ownership of it. Since no one really claims ownership of the roads, maybe the roads would then be returned to a state of nature, and the first new users would be the first new owners. That one seems messy.
No, that really seems messy.
If you're going to have a government and you're going to get the government out of things, there should be a process. And I think in this case, it should be a process of the government as its final duty, right? The final thing it does in getting rid of roads is to just give titles to all of the landowners that essentially adds on the piece of road to their piece of property.
Well, I know that there's going to be some difficulties in that, but it often, to me, makes the most sense. I mean, who better to take care of the sidewalk in front of their store than the store owner?
Absolutely.
I mean, really? You're telling me the government takes care of the sidewalk that's in front of this guy's store? What kind of sense does that make?
So whenever someone cries out, market failure, remember that fear creates new markets to fix these problems. It doesn't matter if it's crime, water quality, health standards, or road access. If people are afraid of something going wrong, the market will find solutions which will make that fear go away. Thanks, Sergio, from Australia. Let's go to Tom in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if, is anybody, I heard a lot of talk shows, and I have not heard anyone monitoring the radiation fallout from the North Korean nuclear experiments.
I've heard
I've read a little
testing.
Bit about it.
I've heard, first off, that they felt that that it was a fake, and then that there's been some U.S. Reports that, in fact, that they think that, that there was at least a semi-successful, not an entirely successful detonation, but a semi-successful.
You missed my question.
Okay.
My question was, is anyone measuring radiation fallout from the supposed nuclear test?
I guess I can't answer that.
I think I've seen some news about that. I think some people have been doing some tests.
Is it over here? Is it over here yet?
No. How could it be over here? They exploded it underground. I mean, it was in a secret test area in North Korea underground. Who knows how many feet under? I don't think you need to get too upset about it, Tom, or too concerned.
Oh, you think we're all going to the camps?
What?
Which camps are you referring to?
The one that Halliburton's got the contract, $385 million.
Oh, I don't know if we're all going there.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of white people in those camps.
Yeah, they're going to build the camps probably at some point, and that is something scary that should definitely be kept an eye on. As far as who's going to the camps, I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's going to be Muslims or immigrants or just anybody who's not white, but that's definitely something that needs to be outright just simply abolished and opposed. And Tom, thank you for the call.
I think it's going to be mostly Latins going there.
Yeah, well, it still absolutely needs to be opposed. Thank you for the call, Tom. Alrighty.
Not to say that I think that it's okay that Latins go. I mean, it's...
Oh, no, you're not saying that. You're just making a prediction.
Yeah.
Like, and that was what they said in the article when the story came out, was that they intended to use these so-called detainment camps for a rush of illegals over the border. We can't keep them all, and we can't keep up with them all. We'll just have to shove them into these camps.
Well, I suspect Tom is against those camps, and I'm against them too, so
yeah,
I'm with Tom.
All right. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we're done for tonight. Be back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition, and in between now and then, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.